Okay, since we are here in Phoenix, I've got a few activities to propose to the group, because we always do Muser field trips, right?
Sure.
So one of my top proposal is that you guys are invited to tour the main campus of the University of Phoenix today.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today. I'll take a pass on that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll bring my laptop to your hotel room and we'll do that.
We'll look at it online. Second proposal is, I can't believe we're so close to this. I've never made this pilgrimage. But Barry, just 20 minutes away, is the great Waylon Jennings.
Really?
Wow.
He's buried out here.
Huh. Just a good old boy. One of the greatest voices in country music.
Heck yeah.
Probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Waylon was so awesome in the mid to late 70s. I mean, look how cool he was.
Yeah.
All haggard looking, had that Telecaster with the leather cover on it.
Yep.
The mountain might get him, but the law never will.
Why is he buried here? Is this where he was shot and killed in a gunfight? At the OK Corral?
I'm sorry?
Die in a gunfight.
He died after he lost his leg to diabetes. So
that's not as glamorous as at the OK Corral in a gunfight.
Boy, Gordo loves this song.
I used to watch the show and get offended. I felt like the rap they put on their Dodge did not comport with
your
principles,
values.
My values, yeah. My core values, not just my values,
your
but
core values.
Core values. Yes,
I was there every Friday night.
Yes, so
booted.
What? With the booty?
Who said that? I didn't say that.
Huh?
The booty.
The booty.
He died, I think, back in 2008. Was it
been that long?
How long
it's
did he live with?
Been a while.
One leg.
No, he died in 2002. Waylon Jennings has been dead for 20 years.
21
yeah,
years.
He died at the age of 64 in Chandler, Arizona. So, right around here.
And you want to go. How far is that?
It is 18 miles away from where we're staying. So, 20 minutes down the Red Mountain Highway.
Is there like a museum there? Or is it just his
just
grave?
His bones. Just his bones.
Well.
Buried.
And one leg bone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not two.
He also bought the plot right next to him to bury his
other no.
his predeceased leg. So.
Would you keep it?
I'd go. I won't be buried right next to that leg.
Well, hey, Elvis is joining us now. You want to talk about Waylon for a little bit?
Yeah, no, that's all right, man.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Do you coach the Cowboys?
Sometimes. I don't know.
He's doing a little voice morphing there, pal.
By the way, I saw the Elvis movie this weekend.
Uh-oh, he didn't like it.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't say that.
I can't believe I promoted this movie to so many people, and I swear at least half of them have come back and said, I didn't.
I did
so
not.
I may be off on this movie.
I didn't hate it.
Okay.
But I found it to be just so much coming at you, the quick edits, and just it was like watching a cartoon or it was so overwhelming, and I wasn't expecting that, but it was sensory overload for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay, Boomer.
Which I didn't
see
like.
See how I dismissed all of his criticisms.
Yes.
Two words.
Yes.
Done.
Tom
there.
Hanks, thumbs down.
Oh.
No.
The Catman brought up a really good point when we were talking about this yesterday. Elvis's life is too big to do in 2.5 hours. I felt like
that's why they had to do the quick edits.
I know, and I felt like they skipped over so much and didn't spend any time here, and it was just, God, it was sensory overload. It was too much. He was
great.
Are you
going to take that, King? He's sitting there bagging on you.
Oh, yeah, it was one man fault.
National local radio. Oh, sorry, that's Coach McCarthy.
I was going to say, yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Drawing up plays over here.
Elvis is drawing up plays? What?
I would give it a 6 out of 10. You know, it was worth my time.
All right.
The thing that keeps me from watching, you say 2.5, I thought it was
240.
That's what keeps me from watching is like, can I invest 240? It's too long.
Have you seen that the guy who played him has like
highlights.
Completely adopted his affect?
Yes.
He says that he's trying to get rid of it now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everyone, when he accepted that award, everyone went crazy. And Lisa Marie clutched her heart, like, right as he was talking, like, killing her.
Stage. Have no respect for the Presley.
I do, too. I'm the only one of us that does. Anyway, we're talking about Waylon Jennings.
Lisa Marie set.
Hey, do you know how far it is to go to Tombstone in the OK Corral?
Where Waylon lost his life?
Where Waylon lost his life. Wyatt Earp gunned him down. 2.5-hour drive.
Let's go have a gun duel.
Ooh, I don't think that there's much to see there, though, is it?
No.
Oh. 2.5. No.
You just watch
but it'd be
Elvis
cool
movie.
To say that you've been to the OK Corral.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, back to Waylon's grave. So you're interested in seeing, that'll be the closest you'll ever be to Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
I'd go see that.
6 feet away from him.
I mean, there's got to be something else thrown in to make the trip worthwhile.
Yeah, I think there's a
sandwich shop.
I think there's a Carl's Jr. nearby.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
Go see that. All right. So we can do that.
All right.
That's what I want to do. We don't have a car, though. Nobody got
Killer
a car.
Killer has
right?
one. Killer has a car.
Killer.
I don't want to ride with you, though.
Here.
Oh, good. Intercepted.
Dang it. I need the car.
I don't want
to Otherwise, I'm going to have to hop on one
it
leg.
Wasn't,
it was Waylon Jennings.
The pass was to you. It couldn't have been intercepted.
I thought he was trying to hit Gordo. Mm.
No, he said, here, George, you were the targeted receiver.
Yeah, okay. And then you claimed intercept.
I fought for the ball, though. Fought for it.
It's very odd.
So
all right.
I'm going to look into
and
that.
Then a sports story here. Have you seen what people are bidding for those two mason jars of sand from a Florida beach? Where Tom Brady announced his retirement.
Oh, my God.
So somebody tracked down where he was standing on the beach there when he made that video and took two mason jars of sand on the day he did it, the day the video released, and put them on eBay. And he listed them for $677 each.
Don't tell me it's in the thousands.
On price.
And a bidding war broke out. And as of this story, it was at 99,000. But I think it's higher than that.
Are you kidding me?
Wait. I got to go to Tampa now.
$99,000 with 124 bids. That was as of this past Saturday morning. Y'all smell jet exhaust?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Why is it jet exhaust?
I don't know, but I don't like it. Killer? Are you on top of this?
Jet fuel.
What's Killer going to do?
Wait. Where is he running off
he
to?
He said
what
he's
are you
investigating.
Do?
Maybe.
What if we have an engineering emergency here?
Oh, I'm in charge here. Well, he's going to try to find the source of jet fuel smell.
Sure it's not like from a truck exhaust or something where they're unloading trucks?
Ooh, look, right there. That's it, George. See that, whatever that is?
Yeah.
Forklift or something? I bet that's it.
Yeah, okay.
It's running on diesel fuel? But that's not diesel fuel. That's jet fuel that we smell.
Look at Killer.
You can tell the difference between diesel and jet?
Yeah.
Killer's over there like beams. A bird dog pointing at the...
What is
Good
he
job,
talking
Killer.
About? What?
Come back, boy.
Oh, it's a semi-truck.
It has flashing lights, and so he's attracted to it.
Yeah.
He's just pointing.
Yeah.
Just pointing, making noises.
That's
excited
good.
Noises.
Do you think Killer would be excited by playing peekaboo?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like, if you covered your eyes.
Have I ever told you how I get out of conversations with him at the ticket? I ask him if he wants to play hide and seek, and he goes, yeah. And I tell him to go hide, and then I go home. Works every single time.
Falls hey, Killer.
Hey,
How's
Killer.
Going?
Good job, hey, what's going on, Jason?
Good to see you, buddy.
Let's get a full report on what that was.
Yeah, tell us. Here's the full report from Jason Killer Kellison.
There's a big rig over there, and it's backing in. It's got flashing lights. It's really cool.
Oh, see, he's excited.
It is a big rig.
Yeah.
So we tried to find this earlier. Tyler, did you find the Cave Creek, Arizona story that Killer did on Thanksgiving?
Killer's Black Friday? Oh.
Okay, so you're claiming this was the first time that you were on the air for an extended period of time.
For an extended period of time.
Oh. All right, and you had found this story, and I said, well, why don't you do it? And so you did it. All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart And then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
No, that was good, Killer.
Good.
Good.
Every time I hear that, I just wonder, like, what was the best case scenario?
You started off with a lot of energy and confidence.
The good morning part was really good.
but it quickly left you after the first three words.
Yeah, it's like
when he nailed it.
Yeah.
What would that have sounded like?
Basically, we'll like Killer talking. So it was like during that silence.
That's called the drop third strike.
It was the silence that made you nervous something.
I was hoping you guys would pick up on it and ask me a question or something. And
you didn't really give him anything to work
no,
with.
No, right. I know. I wasn't very good, and I'm still not very
good. Okay, but your saying was, I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil.
Yes.
And then you're expecting us to pick up on it. The only thing we would have picked up on is said why. And then you would have been in the same circumstance of having to tell the story.
Was it a very well thought out plan?
Okay.
It was a plan, but it wasn't well thought out at all.
And, of course, this came up again this morning because when I arrived at our hotel, I picked up a little brochure for Cave Creek, Arizona, which is where this story happened.
Maybe I should make my pilgrimage to Cave Creek this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find
see what's
that
going
Walmart,
on. That Walmart, and exercise right? those demons that yes. have been with you since that story.
Creek View.
I've always found it interesting that he went, the name of the town was Cave Creek, Arizona, but he said Creekville.
Yeah, Creekville.
Crap.
Why default to Creekville?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. How far are we from the Grand Canyon?
Too far.
2.5-3 hours, about the same distance.
That's not too far.
Tombstone.
I'm not going back there with you.
I've never
Why?
Been.
Why?
We both almost died there because of you.
Oh, I did not come close to dying. Oh. You almost did, but not
you
me.
You would have been so grabbed by the
It was a
shirt.
Funny prank I was doing. And you, unfortunately, thwarted my prank. It was going to be great.
What was the prank?
You falling to your death at the Grand Canyon.
Murder?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But those moments of freedom, of flying through the air, haven't you ever wanted to experience that?
Well, you would have been right there with me. I would have grabbed hold of your ass. Yeah,
there's
I would have.
No
too.
Way you yeah, could have taken me down with you. Oh.
3.5 hours.
Not bad.
Oh, my God.
That's 7 hours in the car if we're doing a day
no,
trip.
That's
a little too long.
And you had good footing. You were in no risk of actually going over the edge.
Because I have amazing balance.
That's
I didn't
right.
go over the edge.
You were both on a sheet of ice,
yeah,
as I
true.
Recall.
We were on ice.
Is it overrated?
No.
It's pretty right. incredible. I mean, there's yeah, not amazing. A lot of activities that you're doing there. You're just standing there
just
and looking.
The view is incredible.
But it is humbling.
Okay.
Very humbling to see
to
God's...
think that Evel Knievel almost made it.
He did not almost make it. That I was an Evel fan when I was a kid, and that was even embarrassing when I saw that. I don't even know if that may have happened before. I just saw a replay of it or something. I'm not sure when he did that, but it was embarrassing. Strapped to a rocket, and he went up in the air just a little bit, and then just went straight down.
Very Wile E. Coyote.
He was so Wile E. Coyote. I remember it being unstable to me when I first saw it. I'm like, I thought he jumped motorcycles.
All right,
this has nothing to do with a motorcycle.
You guys are thinking of the Snake River Canyon.
Yes.
He
never got permission, I think, to jump the Grand Canyon.
Okay. He never tried a Grand Canyon jump.
Oh, okay.
This is, this is Photoshopped. That is not Evel Knievel.
All right.
Jumping the Grand Canyon.
His scale is way off on that.
Yeah. He's on his motorcycle. Yeah. Like he could get over the Grand Canyon on his on anything, really.
Didn't Robbie, the
better
departed Robbie Knievel, didn't he try to jump Snake River, too? Like to right his dad's wrong?
Maybe.
Because I know
something
he jumped
like
the Caesars,
that.
He jumped the fountains at Caesars, but I thought he also tried to make good on the Snake River deal. I don't know.
Huh. Here, I'm finding video of Robbie Knievel jumping the Grand Canyon.
Why are you laughing?
Because there's no way he did this. The Grand Canyon is so massive.
It's going to be such a
you
poor
gotta,
edit.
You got to pick a small area.
Yeah, there's some...
There are some places that aren't that bad.
Yeah, it's not that far across.
Yeah, that you can just, you know, put a fallen log across it.
Okay, here we go. It's a 41-minute video.
Okay. Well, hold on. We can watch it in real time.
Hold on. Let me get to the jump. I don't remember him doing
it. I remember all of these Robbie specials had a bunch of, like, fake attempts and running up to the top of the ramp, stopping, and then going back down.
That's what he's doing right now as I'm watching him
prime the pump. He just went by feel.
Yep.
He didn't have a speedo meter.
So he tries it on the motorcycle?
Yeah, he's on
jumps
a motorcycle.
Jumps the Grand Canyon on a motorcycle?
Snake River.
Snake River.
No, this says Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
God, this is hilarious.
It's got to be fake.
There he is.
Look at him. You know how you were born? Two-box guy.
Dressed like his dad.
Yeah, dressed
on
like
the motorcycle.
Dad, probably drunk.
Oh, here we go.
Didn't he lower his shield? Why didn't he lower it? That's going to be a fake run. He's not really trying to get up to speed, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's going to take it. Look at him. There he goes.
Dude, okay.
You guys are laughing, but I think that's successful. I mean, he expected to fall off the motorcycle.
I didn't know he was going
to
hit a bunch of bales of hay.
But he landed and went for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty impressive.
All right, so
that's been what
Robbie,
I'm thinking of.
Now they're attending to him.
Robbie was like 20 times better than his dad at jumping things.
Yeah. So he just jumped this little section, like from one awning to another, cliff to another cliff, not the 30 miles across the canyon.
Well, yeah, you can't jump 30 miles.
On a motorcycle.
But he made it and was successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
even though he broke 100 bones on impact, I guess he was successful.
That's I think the reason is that Evil was like riding motorcycles that were basically Eric Estrada motorcycles.
Too heavy.
Yeah, they weighed like a ton.
Yeah,
and Robbie's on these little, 400 pound motorcycles.
They're being tended to.
He hit those hay bales going pretty fast.
Yeah.
I don't think they had enough hay bales. It looked like a stack of just one deep. It didn't seem real thought out.
So, Muser field trip, to honor his memory, let's try to jump the Grand Canyon.
We just lost Robbie.
We have to do this.
We should find out where this is that he actually tried to jump it.
Yeah.
Because it may not be very...
Could be on the north side.
Because the Grand Canyon is like 3 miles long, isn't it?
It's bigger than that.
Oh.
Yeah, good one.
It was cut by the Rio Grande,
The Colorado.
It's in the Colorado,
and it's in the panhandle of Florida.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
It was cut by the Colorado, I think, and that's what's drying up. They're having major water problems in Utah and Arizona.
They're a girl I'm with.
Never mind.
All right.
I won't ever bring up serious stuff again.
No, come on. Bring up a bunch of serious stuff like Robbie.
Can I stand by that? Where did Robbie Knievel jump the Grand Canyon?
Are we on the air?
Hey, Alexa.
I think so.
This does have a very slowed-down podcasty feel to it, doesn't it?
On an Indian reservation outside Grand Canyon National Park in 1999.
See there?
Yeah, we can't get in there.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you can.
It's a reservation.
They allow people on reservations, don't they?
Yeah, you can drive through probably all of them, I think.
Yeah.
Or onto all of them.
Do you have to have a passport to get onto a reservation?
That's a good question.
No. No. I've been on many Indian reservations.
Isn't it considered a different nation? Is it a nation or is it just a
sovereign territory?
It's a sovereign territory for sure. But what is the principality called? I guess it's reservation.
Yeah. I don't know the technicality
of
that because it's a sovereign territory under rule of the United States, though, right?
Well, no, that's offensive. But you got to have something like that. Otherwise, could
they go to war?
Yeah. Like could they have, let's say that an enterprising tribe decides that they're going to sell a section to one of our nation's enemies.
Let's ask Little Mike and Funny Bone at Ticket Stop.
Yeah, that's right. There's a good idea.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Which reservation are they from?
As a general rule, state laws do not apply to Indian reservations. Tribal and federal laws apply.
Okay, so federal law applies, but not state laws. Yeah.
So you can jump a motorcycle if you want to.
Yeah, so you can gamble and jump motorcycles there.
All right. Sorry, we got to wrap this up. We got to get to David. But thank you for all of that.
Absolutely.
And thank you to Robbie Knievel for what he did to his body. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Jake.